Welcome to Zero News, audio version, designed for Anchor, Spotify, and all those other reprobates. This is taken from a series of videos done on my other channels, where we discuss how do we get here, which is basically almost an arrogant way of saying, hey, how did we get from rags to riches, except we're still in rags. And we haven't figured out the success part of the story yet, so it's more like, how do we get from rags to, how do we get the rags to last so long, maybe that's the story. But it's a story, and been finding out that by opening up a little, I see, I've always opened up. I've opened up about my problems. I've opened up about the darker sides of me, darker sides of the way I think. But for the first time, I've opened up a little bit of my humour, a little bit of what I used to do, a little bit of, you know, I don't know. And I've got to say, I was quite surprised that some people responded quite positively to it. And it kind of took me back a little bit because, you know, what I was offering them wasn't exactly quality. Like I say, all the best videos had gone. So, but it was, you know, just their interest was interesting to me. And the fact that they even had an interest in what I did and what I was doing when I was younger. And that was a surprise to me. And, you know, sort of Archer pointed out to me that that could be a thing. And I, you know. So that's kind of good, and that's opened up a door there, and those channels are getting more views and interactivity now than they ever have. Whereas on the other hand, my other channel, after being deliberately demonized by the far right the other night, has just been pounded by negativity by those that want the ship sunk. And while she's done very well not to sink, she's lost her guns, she's lost her sails, and we were just growing open the community again, just getting the community back open. And we're in a position now where we're not quite sinkable, but we're not in a position for battle either. We're just there. YouTube is purging people at the moment. I know this from a lot of other channels, which is not helping because they're purging about 12 people a day. But on top of that, the mixture of the far right interference and perhaps because I'm doing crap podcasts at the moment, I don't know. Although the numbers were okay and then they just suddenly dropped, which is weird. And so I don't know if it's me, or if it's what I've got to work with, or if it's none of the above. But the main podcast is, for the first time ever, floundering. I mean, you know, I struggled to get 10 people on to go live. And admittedly, it wasn't the best podcast, but struggled to get 10 people to go on live. And, I mean, I'm not being funny, but there was a time I wouldn't have got out of bed to do that, and that's no disrespect to the 10 people, but because you're so much used to, you know, minimum to me was like 30 people, and that seemed fair, you know, and even that's not a massive audience, but it's a trade-off, you know, it's a trade-off where you don't feel embarrassed, but yeah, you know, that's sort of, I mean, I suppose it wasn't the first time as well, and yet it was the first time in terms of ever, first time ever, and then it happens a couple of times in a row, and it's like, have I ridden this thing into the ground? But then I think, well, no, only a couple of weeks ago, we were pulling in some all right numbers, community was growing. So I don't know if it's sabotage, if it's YouTube, I don't know exactly what it is at the moment, and I don't want to think too much about it, because I'll wind myself up about it. And again, it's, you know, unfortunately, when you talk about this, you're always going to be subject to being judged for wanting views and subscribers. It's like, no, we worked hard. How many fucking times do I have to say this? We worked fucking hard to build a community of people that understood why we were there, what we were doing, that understood that we were working on a basis of saying everything that we could say honestly and everything we couldn't say honestly, try not to fucking lie about, you know? Or try and say, I can't talk about that, but just try and have a channel that was built on honesty. And it was something new, and people reacted to it differently, but it was something special. And so, what was the only thing you can do to a channel like that? Go and question its honesty, which is a ridiculous thing in the first place, but stupidly, it worked. And so, you take away that channel's one raison d'etre, and what have you got left? So, I may be overplaying the stakes in terms of how serious it is. I mean, all channels could be salvaged, but I'm sick of fucking salvaging the same channel over and over. I mean, how many fucking times now? How many fucking times do I have to keep resurrecting it because somebody else has got some shitty, evil little agenda? You know, Zero News had a good name for a good reason. We put in the work, we paid our dues. We didn't get nothing given to us. We took it. We didn't get given it. We took it. We took the risks. We took the journeys. We did everything, and we took it. And don't get me wrong. A few people helped us on the way. I'm not gonna deny that. But we took it, and you know, and we've never asked for help. Although right now, I've got to be honest with you. With the amount of money I've spent out of my own pocket to make sh to ensure that people get an uninterrupted podcast this year, when I get fucking 10 people turn up on there, I'll be honest, it's a slap in the fucking face, and I feel like it's not fucking bothering, because, but that's not, you know, because you know, like I say, I've paid out a lot of money, and it's just like. I understand audiences are fickle, but I'm getting fucking sick to death of not knowing what day it is and which person said this on what day and how that's going to affect. Just shut up. Seriously. You know? Sometimes I annoy myself with my voice and my speech, you know, but right now other people are. Just shut the fuck up. Why don't you all just shut the fuck up and listen? Listen to me for once. I don't mean listen to the podcast, listen to me. The guy that has fucking always offered my love, my loyalty, my honesty, and whatever other faults that I have. But at least it's real, it's honest, and you ain't being played. I don't know what more I can do or offer or anything else. But I've done everything right to get my fair shake. I've paid my dues. I've done everything right. So I'm going to do what I do. And obviously, like I say, the videos aren't the best quality at the moment. I know that. I'm being stuck in this lockdown has not done me any good. But at the same time, you know, I'll make a concerted effort to make some better videos. But at the same time, I don't have to do this. I don't have to. I'll fuck off. I'll fuck off if things don't improve. You know, if I'm not wanted, I'll get the fuck out, because I already considered it once before. Do you know what I mean? And I just get the fuck out, and sit and watch as the fucking vultures try and pick the scraps off. Well, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it right now. But what will be a mess if they don't sort it out? That's none of my business. What's my business is my business, and that's, you know, I'm good at what I do, and I've you know, despite the help from my team in terms of the technical side of doing the actual podcast itself, I've got no one to fall back on. I don't have people putting posts up for me every day. I don't have artwork done for me. I don't have video done for me. I don't have nothing. I have to do all that myself. I don't mind, but it just takes time for one person to do. And you know, but we try and get it all done, and that's done as a labour of love. It's done part of the passion of doing the whole thing. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying a lot of YouTube channels wouldn't, get up in bed, wouldn't get out of bed to make their own posts. You know, that everybody thinks if they made a YouTube mod that they're something special, so they go on and they do it for them, not realizing that all you are is an unpaid fucking slave putting posts and stuff up, because it makes you feel special. But fine, carry on. You know, carry on with the delusion. In the meantime, someone like me is a cunt because I don't take the piss out. You know what I mean? I've just, in a way, I'm sick of playing the fucking the guy that's just honest. And in a way, I almost want to be the dishonest cunt. I almost want to be that fucking guy. I really almost want to be that bad. It's just a bit of childishness in me. You know, it's like, if you want to make me out to be something, then let me at least earn that title. But no, I won't give anybody that satisfaction. No. But I like I say, I've paid my dues, and I've never tried to stop another channel from functioning, even the ones I hate. So it amazes me, considering the people that have hated me but have understood and respected my position on free speech and the fact that I don't get other channels removed, stuff like that. The fact that the people who are coming after my actual channel rather than me, I find kind of disgusting because they know that I wouldn't do it to them. So I think it's disgraceful. Cowards. Cowards. Way my friends have been treated. Cowards. Cowards. The way my friends have been treated. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, really. I know this is a bit of a victim. It's not a victim post, but it is a bit of a ranty kind of fucking podcast. But I didn't know what I was going to do. I don't really feel like sitting on the camera. Yeah, I do feel like getting some shit off my chest and just feel like saying fuck you to so many people, but not everybody, but so many people. Just fuck you, just and to the people that to the people that so many people that thought they knew it better and turned their back and everything else. And it's like, if only you knew. If only you knew what I refuse to tell you. I refuse to tell you for multiple reasons, including pride. If you only you knew what if you refuse to tell you, half of you would be on board in a second. But do you know what? I fucking wouldn't want it. I'd fucking block you first. Because if it would be that easy, then it's fake. I am grateful for the people that have stuck with it. And like I say, I am sorry. I am sorry about the quality of things just recently. It has been hard not being able to get places. And like I say, I have got some footage on the go and that. But, yeah, that part has proven to be difficult. And I take that part of the responsibility on myself totally. I can't even articulate my anger. That's the hard part, to be honest with you, is I don't even think I'm close to releasing how I truly feel. So I tried, though. I tried. I thought maybe come and speak and would just release it, even if I end up screaming at the fucking thing. But no, it's not. I don't. Maybe it's not the right time, or it's just not enough. There's just, I don't know. There's just too many people out there walking around thinking they've got the big picture. And all they actually have got is a picture of someone in their head who they think they want to strangle for reasons they think they know, and they have no fucking idea because nobody talks and they don't understand the fucking truth about nothing. Because the truth is just an inconvenient fucking narrative that gets in the way of a good old lie. And I wouldn't give a bucket of piss for half the people in this movement anymore. And that's what I learned when I very first came to it. We're not all on the same side. I just didn't realise how bad it was. But what I will say is the people that do stick together, you know? But yeah, I don't know. Right now, as it sounds right now, I've had a fuckful. I've had a fuckful. I'm tired of building this channel up and up again, and I've just got, like I say, it's no one's fault. I just haven't got the right help to keep building it up, and it's just exhausting me keep building the channel up where it keeps getting knocked down again. And it's like, you know, yeah, I don't know. I can't be fucked by that to play those kinds of games. If that's, like I say, I'm not gonna give up yet. I'll keep trying, but if that's the way this is gonna go, and I'm gonna end up with fucking, you know, 10 viewers per live, that's it. That's game over for me. I'm out if that's the case. What's the point? What's the point? Who am I gonna reach? How am I gonna change anything? From that point of view, from that point on, I start going and trying to write articles or something. But yeah, my time with the video is done at that point, isn't it? So that's how I feel anyway. So that's why it was important to me not to have any problems yet. But you know, never, like I say, may just be a flat period. It has happened with this lockdown, but just those numbers were wildly disappointing, especially as they didn't know what I was talking about yet. So it, you know, I can't even say, oh yeah, boredom, because they didn't know what it was about. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, I want to. Normally it's just a case of, like, if you get no numbers, it's a case of taking note of what you're doing shit, taking note of what your audience wants more of, and you know. But just at the moment, I just don't know if any of that's going to do any damn good whatsoever. I just feel like, you know, until someone else comes along and takes the brunt, which is what it's all about, then we'll remain in that little spot for the time being, and then somebody else will get it in the neck, which isn't fair on them either. I mean, but you know, I'd rather it be us than someone else. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just only so much energy you got in there, and I've got a load of nice stuff, a load of new stuff. I could be off enjoying it, playing games and doing all kinds of stuff, and I want to do this. But at the same time, like I say, honestly, if no one's interested, then why the fuck should I be?